was nice, level-headed, efficient, polite. Weighed any disagreement fairly, so rarely we'd fight. He was staunchly pragmatic, he'd schedule and plan. Gerard, the invisible man. He smelled of Bond Street tobacco and Brill cream pomade. He was meticulous, upstanding, demanding, and staid. There was no one more plain or less noteworthy than Gerard, the invisible man. No valleys, no kinks, no uniqueness, no quirks. It's sneaky and cruel how complacency works. Lives went unchallenged, then one afternoon I was sitting, he was reading the Weekend Tribune, and I looked at him, and I looked, and some person was there in the Chesterfield chair. With tortoise-shell glasses and black lacquered hair. My eyes locked on him tight, and I squinted real hard. But try as I might, I could not see Gerard. Still we sailed through the decades, never stressful or strained. We once had loved each other dearly, but clearly that waned. We were comfortable, frankly, much more than I knew. We never worried, never suffered, but never flourished or grew. And the truth is, to him, I was invisible too. Maybe that's where the trouble began with me and the invisible.